fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of June. The preparative of the dice, stock up on toiletries. You know what you need. Gentlemen, if you're in charge of this, be sure you meet the ladies' needs for feminine hygiene products and, of course, birth control products. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, it's just Leon and I, where I got word from Steve Benoon that he will be joining us at some point. Jeff Nyquist has a day off today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. And, well, Leon, going back to the last half hour, you and I are clearly having a very positive impact on people, helping people have better lives, healthier lives, and possibly even saving lives, correct?
Hello, Leon. I'm still here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't mute it. I don't know what happened. The people we've impacted and educated is going to have huge impact, especially in a grid down scenario and if things continue to evolve. Because by having the oils with you, you're able to help people who may get sick because of bad water and constipated and food and things of that nature. So yeah, constipation can be deadly. And just like diarrhea kills more than malaria does. So, and this is worldwide. And many people think, well, those are just third world countries. Well, when they had the Snowmageddon and there was no power, and we have the people who decide to put gasoline in plastic bags, you know, stupidity knows no borders. I'm not trying to be mean, but people are going to make mistakes. And you hear the family, and they're trying to stay warm, and because of the incompetence, the bureaucracy of Washington and the Texas power grid, and people were in the garage inside a vehicle with the door shut. And many families died that way. And I was thinking, that is so, so sad that people, because of lack of knowledge, they still perish. And so, you know, we are attempting as much as we can to educate people across the board and everything that we talk about. And so, you know, my focus specifically is the oils. But, you know, having done this for 25 years, I've seen all sorts of mistakes and learn so much from people, the good and the bad, and having taken medical trauma classes and scout tracking and all these things. They all start to interweave and connect, because the knowledge and the and the simplicity of survival, both in the city and out in the sticks and in the desert. You know, it just takes common sense, but that seems to be so uncommon now with the woke retards, where everything is, you know, it's all touchy-feely and critical race theory and LGBTQ, LMNOP, and all the other stupid adjectives they have. So, you know, we just want to make a difference, and we applaud you to reach out and ask questions and see how we can make a difference in your life.
Absolutely. Thanks. Absolutely. Well, the listeners to the John Moore Radio Show are unusual Americans. Unusual in the fact that they actually own and read books, that they question things that need to be questioned, that they take individual initiative and take action to help themselves and help others, as opposed to waiting for somebody else to do it for them. So we have a very unique group of men and women here, don't we, sir?
Absolutely. And it was really, really edifying this morning to have, you know, three different questions specifically, you know, rat-tat-tat, you know, and also crazy person, how effective, you know, the simple oils are in helping, you know, Deborah's relatives and the boy that has the gluten allergies and focus and ADD, autism, and all these things. So the oils, it can make a huge difference. But when you change your diet, you start, you know, Socrates said, let thy food be thy medicine. So that makes a huge impact in what you do. So, you know, with all the pesticides and 80,000 chemicals here in America alone, and the food that's banned overseas, many people don't know that the food that we eat in America and many, many countries is banned. They don't even accept it in their country. And we're like, well, we just eat that every day. And so what you eat, garbage in, garbage out, for any of the computer geeks, they know that. And so you have to make changes if you are dealing with arthritis, which, you know, many people don't know about the nightshade family. And I love salsa and spaghettis, but I know, and the pasta sauce, but I know how toxic it is, and it increases my own arthritis when I eat, you know, salsa and spaghetti and eggplants. And so if you know certain things are going to exacerbate problems in your body, then you just have to minimize or delete them completely. And gluten is terrible for, you know, children who have those issues. And then now we go down mercury and chloride in the water, and then fluoride and how it makes people servile. And, you know, we learned that from the Nazis, and how the people were not aggressive. They were just pretty much just walk into the shower. And that's why they put it in the water here. And so there's so many things. There's the assault on humanity, and specifically the Americans, is so evident. But because we have people who think and learn and they read, and they're more receptive. But I'm just blown away when I talk to people about, like, my brother's a pilot, and I tried telling him about, you know, the four people who died in British Airways, the pilots that died, and I went down the list, and he was like, oh, so what conspiracy theories do you have? And I'm like, okay. And I said, did you take the shot? He said, no. But other relatives of ours have. And so I was trying to send him the information. It's just like, okay, you know, and at the very bottom, I said, Bible verse, Hosea 4:6, for my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And if he doesn't accept something from the Lord, then it's like, okay, I'm just a talking, just noisy brass.
That's right. That's right. Wasting God's good clean air to even talk to him, sounds like. We got a call on hold here. We got a call on hold here, Leon. We got Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, guys. I'm not sure if my phone's making too much noise or not, but here, I've got two things. The one guy that called last hour talking about the Constitution, he called it the Jeffersonian Constitution. It wasn't Jefferson who wrote the Constitution. Mason mostly wrote it. So I don't know about the rest of the stuff he was saying either. The question I have for Leon is plantar fasciitis, sir. What kind of oils would you recommend rubbing into the foot for that?
Matter of fact, was there any other questions? I don't have the book with me right now, and I apologize. It's actually out in the truck right now. But yeah,
I looked it up in the book, and I could not find plantar fasciitis addressed in the book. I had various foot things, bunions and calluses and things like that. But
yes, and so which edition of the book do you have? I'm just curious.
I got a 5th edition and a 6th edition.
Yes, I thought it was in the 5th, but here, give me one moment. I'm gonna find it for you. But yes, in this regard. And so how does it, is it bilateral, both feet hurt, or is it?
No, it's just the one foot.
Okay, and you sure you don't have any gout as well, right?
No gout, just plantar fasciitis, little soreness down there.
And how does it present in your life? How do you really see it?
Soreness in the foot area, you know, right below the ball of the, you know, upper part of the ball of the foot there. And you can rub it, you know, massage it, and it gets a little better. But still, it seems to, you know, it's one of those nagging things.
I understand. And so some of the best oils right now, I'm just looking at it briefly, but lavender oil is anti-inflammatory, frankincense is as well. And so what you're trying to do is, I'm just reading right now, is you can put a drop of lavender specifically. You can do it sublingually, but most people don't like the taste of lavender. It's more of an acquired taste. Massage it into the bottoms of the feet. In this case, have you tried out super? It's saying Healthline. I'm seeing it says wear supportive shoes, use orthotics, wear a night splint. But specifically with the oil aspect, peppermint, lemongrass is great for pain as well. And so you can use those three collectively along with lavender. So frankincense, lemongrass, lavender, and peppermint.
Okay.
So
thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
You're welcome, Dave. Appreciate the call. Call number is 512-248-8252. It's I was saying the first half hour, Leon, the difficulty I'm having wrapping my brain around the fact that many people I know and love are going to be gone in 6 to 36 months. They'll be dead or totally disabled, one or the other. It's what our country is going to be going through will change it for many decades into the future, won't it, sir?
Absolutely. I heard Dr. Burr talk about San Francisco now is mandating everybody who works for the state, for the city government, to get vaccines. And then, you know, then they postulated saying, well, if you're going to have this death jab is going to be that effective in the goals of the globalist elitists, then in essence, that once shining city is just going to go downhill drastically, because if they lose 100% of their staff, it's like the 1906 earthquake there. Everything was, you know, it was a devastating earthquake, but now, not only have they had firemen, they had everything else intact. Well, imagine losing the entire staff. I'm not worried about the administrative and the tax aspect. But see, if they don't have this stuff together, then they're not going to have lights. They're not going to have sanitation. Everything's going to go. So when I think about that, you know, the number of people that are going to expire because of this intentional jab, it's going to be horrid. And I think of all of friends and people I know of, and then, you know, I also have people that, you know, when you talk to them, you realize, oh, wow, you know, they, from the outside, they seem very, very nice, but then when you start to hear their theology and the philosophy about Marxism and this is what we should have, and it's like, wow, how did I misread you? So it's not like I pray for them and I want to see them succeed, but when they say, yeah, I took the shot and I'm proud of it, it's like, holy cow. How can the ignorance be that prominent? But when you hear that, you know, over 175 million people have taken the shot, and they're still short of the 70,000, or the 70% goal. And apparently, that's the reason why they don't hit it before the 1st of July. There's supposed to be some major major swells in Washington, in the White House attached to this. I mean, he was pretty much threatened that if you don't get it, you're going to be gone. And it applies to her, too. So I don't know what they're planning on doing.
Well, they're desperate. Biden's been giving his marching orders to get 70% vaccinated by Sunday, the 4th of July, which is obviously not going to happen. We already have people going door to door asking people if they got, or actually telling people that they should get the vaccine. I know that they have it. They're only knocking on doors of families that have not got the vaccine. So they got those records. At the moment, it's just a matter of a polite visit. Now, will it become coercive? Will it become mandatory? I don't think I'd want to be knocking on the door of Americans who haven't got vaccinations that might be waiting for behind that door with a 12-gauge shotgun. Would you, Leon?
That's just a suicide trip right there for people thinking, right, I'm going to go by. And yes, I agree. I think it'd be ludicrous. But, you know, the people they're going to be sending out are not going to be the smartest. I mean, think about it. They went to Texas near Dallas, and I sent this to my sister. And they were taking people who were at bars and saying, hey, we'd love to give you the shots. So people were at I think it was a 7-Eleven or some kind of convenience store, and they were trying to give shots to the people in there, and then they went to bars. So now you have somebody who's inebriated. You talk about DUI and under the influence, but they allow them to, the military in uniform, along with the city medical people, were giving shots to people who were inebriated. So it doesn't even apply to informed consent. They don't even give that to the people who are sober when they walk into the pharmacies. But now we have drunks getting it. So, and then I've heard about the children with the cookies and the candy, and under 12, they're trying to make it so they don't have to tell their parents. It's like, how devilish do they have to get, and satanic do they have to get to go after the children and do that? And so it's just an overall evil agenda, period.
It is. It is. Well, what we're facing is, I guess a term that might be appropriate is of biblical proportions. There's never been a biological attack of this size. And it looks like Dave from Texas is back with a correction. Well, what's on your mind now, Dave? Hello, Dave.
Thinking Madison. So it's actually Madison who was credited with writing the Constitution mostly.
That's right.
Okay?
All right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. I knew that, but I let it go. I'm trying to get things done here. James Madison was the author of most of the Constitution. Anyway, Leon, we have a lot on our plate here. And we got, it looks like we have another call. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John. Leon, thanks, Leon, for sending me that link you just sent last night. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Tense, talking about the vaccine deaths and different things. But, you know, we talk about things that I think we need to start considering. Is how do you prepare when 40% or 25% of our population dies? How is, I mean, you know, because these people are in positions of, in maintenance and in distribution and in all of these areas. And so it's like one of the things I think that we need to try to get ahead of is to think, what's going to happen? You know, can you imagine if 30% of the population is dead by this time next year? My goodness. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, think about the nuclear plants. You know, and I have a friend who works in one down by Dallas. And, you know, if 30% of those people don't come in, then the impact, you know, they can only work X amount of hours. And, you know, mistakes are made. We already see that when people aren't, you know, absent and because of, you know, sleep deprivation, things like that, and that's what occurred, you know, with the vast majority of all the major man-made disasters in the last 20 years have been attached to sleep deprivation. And so and that's bad, but imagine, like you said, 30% are gone. The medical, you know, ER docs, things like that, people are going to die because of overflow.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We're right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday the 29th. Kyle, you got further comments, sir?
Yes, sir, I do. I'll probably call back, John. I got a question for Steve Benoon whenever he calls in, but I hope that's all right. But in any case, I was going to say, you know, a lot of doctors, craziest thing, doctors themselves are getting vaccinated. The nurses are common sense enough in this area where we're at there. My daughter is an ICU nurse, and she said probably at least 70% of the nurses are not willing to get that vaccine, but the doctors are all getting them. And she said, I just keep sending her stuff saying resist, hon, because they're putting a lot of pressure on them to get vaccinated. But in any case, they're not doing it. And so there's so many of them that are not doing it that they're not willing, of course, to fire them because, you know, they can't run the hospital without them. But in any case, I was just sitting thinking, you know, about preparedness and about doing the things that need to get done. I was going to mention one thing to you, John. I didn't know if you probably already know this, but I'll throw this out there for the rest of the listeners. Do not use Stabil. The product Stabil, in my opinion, I have used it, and it has failed within 6 months. The gas is no good. So either go with the PRI products, the G for gas and D for diesel, or a product called Seafoam, S-E-A foam. And foam, it's the Seafoam I've used for many, many, many years, and I love the stuff. And 1 ounce per gallon in that will keep gas good for up to 4 years. I actually talked to state representative that handled the Seafoam at a parts house one time, and he said, we advertise 2 years, but he said we test it up to four, and he said it will keep gas good at 1 ounce per gallon for 4 years. So, folks, I'm saying if you haven't got at least 100 gallons of gasoline stored and preserved, non-ethanol gasoline, you're behind the eight ball for what we're fixing to go through, in my opinion.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're
all
in
right.
agreement
That's
there,
all I got
Kyle.
For now.
All right. All right.
And Kyle, can I actually add something to Kyle?
Sure.
Are you
still
there?
Yeah.
Yes, you know, down in Houston, the Houston Methodist Hospital, they took it all the way up to the Texas Supreme Court. And the federal judge said, yes, you have to get the shot. So there's a huge class action suit against them, and they want to pursue it and continue all the way up to the Supreme Court. So I would say for your daughter and your relatives and the other nurses, keep an eye and reach out to them, because they can learn from them and also protect themselves by using the case precedents to say, look, you don't want to go down the path that – you know, they're trying to vaccinate, and they're going to fire 140-plus people. So if they get involved and find out who those attorneys are, they can also get the legal protections as well, you know, wherever your relatives are.
Well, right now, what the nurses are standing on is they're saying this is not an FDA-approved vaccine, and we're not taking it, you know, so... anyway, so far that's worked around here, and there's a lot, I mean a lot of really liberty-minded people around here that jump behind them nurses so fast they would wonder what happened. So anyway, that's all I got for now. I'll probably talk to you a little later here when Steve gets in.
All right, Carl. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, I wanted to, I called earlier and was talking about the Jeffersonian Constitution, and I may have misspoke. It's not, Jefferson was it was his ideals that I was really referring to, the Jeffersonian ideals towards the Constitution. He didn't believe in a large government. He believed in small local governments, and that was the return to Jeffersonian ideals and the original Constitution, which allowed the things that I said that they did, allowed for states to succeed and didn't allow for a Supreme Court. But I also wanted to address that caller, because he was talking about Planter Flat. I can't think of how you say that name, but... Yeah, Flantiges or Flantiges, but I know that if you lay down on your back in bed right before you go to bed and you stretch, you know, your toes, you extend them outward as far as you can for a few moments, and then retract and extend towards your body, you know, retract it, and you do that several times every night before you go to sleep, that'll eventually take care of that plantar fasciitis. And as far as that Seafoam goes, he's absolutely correct. That stuff's amazing and works great. I use it all the time down here in Florida.
Okay.
It helps keep my
really
carburetor clean.
Well, thank you for the call.
All right, thank
you. We appreciate it. We got a 5-hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born, in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. Good news, my webmaster will be back later this week. We'll be getting the Rumble archives back up to speed, get all the latest postings under the COVID section, and that'll be good because I know a lot of people wondering what happened to the Rumble archives. Well, they'll be back up to speed pretty quick here. We have a 4th of July sale on energy cleaners beginning immediately, going until midnight the 5th of July. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. I process the orders manually. When you place your order, you'll be paying full price, but I refund the difference. And, of course, that's at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They don't have a clue what you're talking about. All they do is take orders. But my 24-hour-a-day order line is 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green with us. We hope to be joined by Steve Noon at some point this morning. And our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Leon.
Yeah, sometimes I think we need to look out a little further beyond the horizon and the box that is set before us, the box that we're placed in. You know, we were placed in a box last year of election. Everything was election. And all these people were in the box of election while there was a pandemic going around, and people are waiting for this vaccine and not knowing there's anything else you could do, most of us. So so then they went and took it. They didn't take a serious look at it. They were worried about the riots that were going to happen last fall after the election, which didn't happen. So again, we were placed in a box. We had a focus on something that didn't even happen. And we were glad it didn't happen, and we were almost glad that Trump didn't get reelected so that we didn't have massive disruption. I mean, in a sense. So the same thing with this, with what we're looking at with COVID and the vaccine. What else? What other things? Let's get out of our box here. What other things are going on? I mean, we have Dr. Lee Merritt was on Mike Adams the other day, and she said, well, there's people who weren't even jabbed who are magnetic. She's getting reports of this. She thinks reports are true and honest. Elizabeth had mentioned that meat was magnetic in some stores, and that China had bought up a lot of meat plants. So, you know, what other things are going on that we're not really looking at? There's a lot of things, and I think sometimes we have to graduate from kindergarten. And this is what I mean, because this article, you know, the CDC retracted their death numbers, did they? That was what the article title was, and people jumped on it, and they said, oh, yeah, they did. Well, the article didn't say that they did. And if you read Table 3 of comorbidities the CDC put out, you realize they didn't do that. Now, if you're going to go say that the CDC numbers are all fake, but then you're going to go and use those numbers, John, like you did before you even mentioned them, saying, oh, well, that only 6% were due to COVID, you can't burn the candle at both ends of the stick. We have to be honest. We have to be serious. And there's a lot more, you know, that we can do. So I think we need to graduate from kindergarten, get beyond certain things. The other thing is, you know, Steve Bannon last year, he mentioned these asteroids are coming and they're going to hit, and they're going to hit more and more. What happened to those asteroids? I mean, I realized there were some hits that, there were some things that we may not know about. There were, you know, there was one up by Syracuse. There was one in Africa, things like that. And the weather. The weather's going to go crazy. Well, it did go crazy for a while, but then it stopped. So, you know, we have to wonder the sources of the information we're getting. Are they good? Are they placed there to deceive us? And Dr. Malone was on also with Mike Adams, and Dr. Richard Malone, apparent inventor of mRNA vaccine technology. And he said he didn't see evidence of AED, antibody-dependent, or ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, deaths of people due to other illnesses that are coming around because they got injected. And then, of course, Dell immediately said, well, there was a peak of deaths right after they did mass vaccinations in numerous countries. And I brought up that article by a French doctor, and I told RBN about it. I told Steve Elkins. It never made it to RBN's website. This is a very, very good set of data that shows us something and implies something. But, you know, we need to look at some real information and go a little deeper. I don't feel like we're getting very far. We're, you know, we're wallowing in the mud. Any comments? I'm sorry for my diatribe, but honestly.
Well, I don't feel we're wallowing in the mud. We're getting out information that the COVID shots are dangerous and deadly, will kill people, and telling people not to get them. That's the main message, Dave. It really is.
Well, they are dangerous to a point, and we don't know how much, but to go around saying that everybody who's getting injected with them is going to die in 3 years, well, we can't make these prophetic predictions. I mean,
well, let me interrupt you here, Dave. When you got a man, when you got people like Mike Yaden and the scientist who won the Nobel Prize in his area of expertise on this, saying essentially the same things, not necessarily that everybody's going to die, but either be disabled or dead in 3 years. They have credentials that'll stand up against anybody, and that's what I go by.
Well, I mean, there's other people with credentials maybe wondering about that, too. I mean, these are opinions. You see, I brought up some information to somebody. I bounce things off people who don't adopt my ideas. And this lady was a retired, still not retired, missionary, and she was in Africa. And, you know, I bring up, you know, people are talking about how black people aren't so bright and they couldn't make a society here on RBN. You know, this kind of stuff is really, really the wrong topic to talk about, first of all. And there may be a little difference in IQ and abilities in certain areas. But she said, no, they had ancient civilizations over there. They ought to look. And she also said that all these things that are coming out, like even Montagnier, that's an opinion. There's many opinions. And the future, we do need to be concerned about what may happen. But I'm telling you, we don't know. And there are other things going on.
For a fact, Dave, we know for a fact that multiple attempts have been made, multiple attempts to make COVID vaccines because for these coronaviruses. Everyone stopped.
mRNA-type vaccines, yes. Yes.
Everyone stopped at the animal testing because all the animals died. That's provable, demonstrable facts, Dave. You know that.
Well, that was true with the animals, but those are animal studies. Listen to Dr. Malone. Dr. Malone says, listen.
They're not allowed to go any further. If that's what happened.
Well, what I'm saying is these are animal studies. These are not human studies. And Dr. Malone was very clear about that.
You're right. We are the animals.
It's a bad experiment, John. I agree entirely with that. And I agree that we have people with the spikes penetrating our brains. Why don't we ask this question? When we go around to different environments and we get spikes in us because we went to the store and touched something, what are we doing to protect our own brain from this thing making a hole in our brain, as he said? It actually makes a pathway for things to leak into our brain. And Leon, you may be able to investigate this and very, very interested in investigating it further. What can we do to protect ourselves against a known problem that we have? And, I have no idea how we're going to protect us from another contagion that might be released by China that is totally unknown, but we could possibly predict what it might be. Those are a couple questions. We need to ask good questions and make some progress, I think. Okay? Because Del Bigtree, when he started with this a year ago, he was off. He was way off. And he made such advances, and now he's at the top. He's near the top. You know, he's doing very, very good for an untrained guy in science. So,
okay.
That's can you ask Steve Bendon when he's on about the asteroids and the weather and if what he said panned out and if he questions that and what he sees going forward? That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate the call. You got some follow-up there, Leon. Sounded like you had something to say.
Yes, I was trying to say with Dave. Yes, Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. He's been doing some scientific studies, and he has a phenomenal lab. And so he has been working with these doctors, and Drs. Madej and Merritt and others. And the effective ones that he's found so far have been the elderberry and the pine needles. There are certain constituents in pine needle tea that is very effective against these spike proteins. So they're going to continue that study, but that's some of the things, you know, initially that they're already addressing. So, and there's several doctors that are on his panel that are pursuing that. So they haven't rolled over, and I just wanted to bring that up so people can go to Mike Adams and learn more as well.
All right. We got some lines open here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, we got several people reporting weapons being brought into the United States for Russians and Chinese. We got Jeff Nyquist reporting that. Dave Hodges reporting that. Mike Adams has jumped right in there as well. That's the kind of thing you would do no more than a year before the outbreak of hostilities. What do you think, Leon?
And I agree with you. I don't know why, when you say not more than a year, why would you put, you know, how do you...
I base that on you get your advance party in place years in advance, many years in advance. We've got Spetsnaz here for many years, Chinese undercover operatives for many years. And when you're getting ready to bring your main force in, then that's when you bring in what they're going to need, which would be not only weapons, but uniforms, communications equipment, medical supplies, and all the rest of it. Of course, they probably intend to steal and use a lot of our stuff once I get here. Well, look at Desert Shield and Desert Storm. Desert Shield was moving everything we needed for war. It took about a year to move everything we needed for war and get that in place.
Yes, sir. But most of that was. I mean, when you were talking about, I was there in Storm, and so, you know, we were on deployment for 11 months, even though we were supposed to be just a 6-month deployment. So when we were dispatched from California, you know, it was supposed to be just be a pleasure cruise, and then we get to Hong Kong, and the admiral says we're going to cancel all leave, and you can't go to Australia or New Zealand to go skiing. I'm like, okay. And so, yeah, for the next 6 months, you were just cutting holes in the Persian Gulf. But, and that was a blatant wartime footing. But I agree with you. They found all those Chinese automatic Sears for both ARs that they captured in Florida. And apparently the ATF was involved in that. And that's been hushed up. And so, and then you have the Fast and Furious. So you're right. They do that. And I was just trying to figure out the one-year window that you were trying to say, because I know they've been bringing
it across. It took a year for Desert Shield to get everything in place for Desert Storm. It took about a year to get everything in place. Moving the men was relatively quick, because men can get up and walk onto a plane and walk off a plane. Weapons, supplies, equipment can't do that. It's a lot more, especially the heavy stuff, the tanks and trucks and so forth. They can only be moved by ship, and it's a logistical nightmare to do that. So that's why I use the one-year time frame as being the most likely thing that they would move in these weapons, supplies, equipment, and so forth, the last year before they would need them.
And that would make sense, especially knowing that if remember how Steve and others have talked about, and I think you did too, about how they're massing their logistics on the south of the border in Mexico. And he was talking about, I think, Colombia and coming up through there, and Venezuela. And especially since they already have the immense ties with the Cubans and the Russians, and so, and also with the Chinese in Canada as well. So I agree with you. You know, they may be doing some of the lighter stuff already in America and confiscating, and just like that 7 million rounds of ammo that was stolen off the two trucks, it was an inside job down in Mexico just in the last month, and most of it was 22, but 7 million rounds. You know, the cartels aren't using, 22. And so,
Probably Aguila. Aguila is an excellent Mexican-made 22 cartridge.
Yes, sir.
You're right. Well, that's a shame.
you didn't see that information? I'll send you the link, and it described it. They had it. There were two massive...
most likely it'll be back on the market. What will happen? The thieves aren't going to put that in a warehouse someplace. They'll put it back on the market. We'll have a lot of cheap 22 back on the market as a consequence, most likely.
But it did make it across the border, but you're right.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, if you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. We don't know how many we know it's going to be a large percentage of people die. We don't know if it's going to be some, many, or all. Apparently, the COVID shots are affecting people in different ways, making men and women of childbearing age sterile so they can't have babies. Blood clots are already starting to pop up as a major concern. Something called vaccidents, when people become disoriented because of the vaccine, vaccidents is happening as well.
Yes, sir.
and heart inflammation. Young, tough young male athletes having heart inflammation. Teenage boys, young men 18, 19, 20 years old having heart conditions and even dying from the COVID shot. It's a multifaceted threat, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And like JR has talked about in the past, you know, this has been a 100-year plan that they've been looking at, both the Chinese and Russia, and specifically the Chinese. I mean, they have long-term goals.
Absolutely. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of June. We got a caller here, Leon. We got Andrew in Connecticut. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, how are you doing, John? So I'm calling about the COVID vaccine. So, you know, anyone could do this. I like to do my research by just looking at their own documents. So if you go to the FDA.gov website, they've got what they call a fact sheet for recipients and caregivers. And there's a few things highlighted on this form. It says, first, there is no U.S. Food FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID. So they're telling you there is nothing approved, so they admit that. It says vaccine may not protect everyone. Then it says again a second time, there is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. Then it gives you a list of, and this won't take long, but it'll give you a list of if you have certain medical conditions you should not take it. So things like allergies, if you're pregnant, if you're breastfeeding, there's a list of those. Then it says those who should not get the vaccine, so if you have an allergic reaction to a vaccine in the past or any ingredient, and then they give you an ingredient list, which has all sorts of stuff that I have no idea what it is, a bunch of chemicals, things I'm sure are not good for you, like chlorine and sodium, potassium, and things I don't think you should take if you have kidney problems like I do. Then it says another interesting thing is it says the duration of protection against COVID-19 is currently unknown. I mean, and then it gives you a whole list of side effects, which is like half a page long. So, I mean, this is them in their own words. I mean, we really know enough about not to, to stay away from it, but even they're admitting, you know, a whole litany of things of why you should not take it. So I don't know if you're aware of that, but I thought I would share that with you. They're using their own forms. So,
That's great information there, Andrew. We appreciate it. Anything else?
Yeah, and again, it's just a fact that's indisputable that there is no long-term data. I mean, that's just a fact, right? If it's only existed for 6 or 12 months, default, there's no long-term data. And the other thing just to keep in mind, too, is, one of their new buzz, they love buzzwords, right? Social distancing, all these new, terms. But fully vaccinated, what the heck is full? I think what they're saying is, you know, if you don't have all your shots up to date, your booster shots, then it's no good. So, you know, that's it. And then the final comment is that I don't really like to debate, like, the infection rates. I know that the infection rate's like 1%, but I don't care if it's 99%. Still not getting the shot, right? And then, you know, even if it's not fully FDA approved, what happens tomorrow if it is FDA approved? To me, that's that is kind of irrelevant because you could approve it fully tomorrow with the stroke of a pen, still not getting it, you know?
Right. Well, I'm right there with you, Andrew. I don't care what approval it has. I'm not going to get it.
Bingo. And by the way, just to follow up, I'm the chicken farmer. I don't know if you're, from... So I told you last time we talked.
Give us an update after the break. Hold on,
Andrew. All right, it'll be quick.
Okay, thank you. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.